Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Now, we had a big weekend just gone, Bob, and we've got another big one next week because on Sunday, we're going to the Make-A-Wish 5th Annual Golf Day here in Barrie.
It's going to be a fantastic event, and I say that as someone who hasn't golfed in 10 years.
Yeah, it should be interesting. You can nominate. There's a team of four. We've got four of us playing. There's heaps of prizes up for grabs, and if you do still want to get on board and come join us, you can register today at the Big River Tavern. There are vouchers and all sorts up for grabs in prizes, and it's important. Good that you mentioned, Bob, that you haven't played in 10 years. I've never really played at all. Not good at it. So yesterday, my fiance, who is on our team, Corbin, and I went out to the Renmark Country Club, Golf and Country Club, and played a round of golf.
So this was to just sort of test the waters or get you back in shape, right?
Pretty much. I actually didn't really do a lot of the playing. I was just driving the cart. But Corb had a few hits. It was great. And we made our way around the course. It's kind of new now because they're updating things and growing greens back and all that stuff. And we got up to the sixth hole. And that's where I realised that I might be a liability to this team because it didn't end well for me. The sixth hole is probably the furthest you can get from the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to Corb and all of a sudden, well, I let off a little toot, just a little, just sort of came out of me, and Corb and my fiancé was like, are you all right? And I was like, I don't think I am. Something's not right in my stomach.
And just for the record, I think I've heard everyone else at this company do a toot except for you. You're very protective. You're very prim and proper about that
Usually
stuff.
Usually I don't admit that I do toot, okay. But I definitely did yesterday.
So it slipped by. Off your guard.
Yeah. So I said to Corb, look, I'm not feeling great. I need to go back to the clubhouse. He's like, that's fine. Leave me with a driver and a 6-iron and I'll just play until you get back. No worries. But he took his time. He got out the golf cart. He's grabbing the... And I'm like, babe, you've got to hurry up. Like, I don't feel well in my stomach at all. He finally gets out his clubs and I take off down the green. I'm just headed straight for the clubhouse.
Is that meant to be a golf cart?
It is meant to be a golf cart. Straight to the golf house. Golf carts aren't fast.
No.
And then I start hitting bumps. And I'm bouncing and my stomach was holding on. Anyway, moral of the story, I did make it back to the clubhouse. It wasn't pretty. I had to rush through the door. The check-in process slowed me up, like after all the rumbling and the bumping, but I made it. Just think maybe I'm allergic to golf. Don't know if I should be playing on the weekend.
What are we going to do? How do we even bypass that for next week?
Maybe I don't know.
You know what? Okay. Cammy's Op Shop. I've often admired their selection of chamber pots. They'll do a good price on a chamber pot
we'll
at Cammy's.
We'll bring it with on the back of the cart.